You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. I am so pleased to have Meg Holbrook with me this week, Senior Vice President with Zions Bank. Gaynalyn Condi is here, popular speaker and host and author and mental health advocate. And Mary Richards, my longtime KSL colleague, is now a journalist for Church News. I saw an article this week that just, I don't know, it set my mind a wandering. And I just have to bring it up with you to see what comes to your mind when you read about this. The article was about what they called an adult sabbatical. So this is the concept. The concept is, you know, a lot of young people, if they're blessed enough to have the opportunity, will take a year. They take a gap year, you know, and they go work for the Peace Corps, or they travel abroad and, you know, live in crazy places. They do it then before they have commitments and all kinds of other things. And sometimes if you're a professor, you get to take a sabbatical and you get to go and teach at a university in Germany or something for you. So the article focused on how there is such a stress in our culture now, a feeling of overwhelm and, you know, just being a rat in a maze, that more adults are craving that in their 40s, 50s, 60s. That spoke to me, Meg. When I read that, I thought, I can't even imagine the joy of being able to put some things down for a time to come back and pick them up, but to go and have an adventure in the meantime. It's just not practical when you have children. But what came to your mind?
Well, I can tell you this. I think the whole world had a sabbatical under COVID. And I thought about it because I found out then, even though we still worked and did Zoom, and I didn't like being away from busyness and working and other people. Now, sabbatical to go and recharge yourself, I think is terrific, but I don't know if I have the right personality for it, because I'd be worrying back, what's going on with this, and what are they doing, and what is the legislature doing, and this and that. But I don't know, you can say sabbatical. Can you do an incremental sabbatical?
I see. Now, that's interesting.
They didn't talk about that. I like that. Maybe 2 weeks here and there. We still have a depression and a hangover from COVID by the isolation and the sheer terror of that season.
Meg, I had the exact opposite experience. I know. I think the majority of people had the experience you're describing of the cutoff and the. But for me. And I feel terrible even saying this because I know how much so many people suffered. But I'm not kidding when I say that was the best year of my life.
No.
I got to see my children leave for school every day. I cherished that year in a way that's almost going to choke me up, because I felt so close to my family. I was home all the time. I didn't drive a car for months and months on end.
Well, I envy you, because I found out that I was good for maybe a week.
I hear that, though, Mary. What do you think? Would you be drawn to something like this?
So I do love a good curl up and read a book on a beach kind of time, for sure. But I've been thinking about this idea of a sabbatical in conjunction with these videos pop up on Twitter and Instagram. A young man, he's I think 29, named Connor Hubbard, who has just been showing his regular day, going and working 9 to 5. And people are like, what is this? And he's just showing the joy in everyday life, in having a family, in you know, working, and this is what I do, and can't you have joy in your everyday also? So I thought, can I balance that? Can I balance my need for a good vacation, and my husband and I have a cruise coming up and I can't wait, versus also my everyday life can be joyful, especially as I look outward. When you look inward and you're thinking about yourself and, oh, me, and I deserve a sabbatical, versus what am I doing to better the world? Or am I, not just the world, my neighbor? Have I said hi to my neighbor? Am I serving? And maybe that can bring joy back in, where you're building in that mental health break from service in your own life, versus needing, I just need to take a break and hide from the world, you know?
And go away.
Yeah.
You are so, I, I think you're absolutely right. And I want to look up that man that you refer to who's showing joy in everyday life. Gaylin, what comes to your mind when you think about this?
So I've been doing this the last year. So in a pseudo way, I think a lot of people think that follow me that I haven't stopped working. But with about a year ago, Mary and I were together in the Marriott Center, and I had an opportunity to speak to 10,000 people. And my youngest was about to leave on her LDS mission, and I was about to be an empty nester. And my weekly show was million downloads and doing well. And I thought God was getting me ready to just not have work-life balance. And I've spent 15 years doing something on a consistent basis, whether it was a weekly show and or other things. And I've still kept speaking and did some writing. But within 2 weeks, my youngest left and my show got canceled. The first few months, I knew I couldn't make any big decisions because I would be doing it from fear. So I gave myself through the summer. But I thought by fall, I'm going to know what's going to be my consistent stream of income, and I'm going to have my job back. And all of a sudden, I've gone through a year. I'm still a year later with some identity crisis, some struggle and wrestle. And I did, by the first of the year, have to decide, okay, this is the first time in my life in 25 years I haven't had a human that I'm taking care of every day in my home. I'm still a mom, but they're not in my home. I don't have a regular weekly or daily commitment job-wise. And at first it brought, as I think Meg was saying, some anxiety. Like, I like to be productive and I like to be busy. And I still had speaking events here and there and media here and there, but there was not that consistent human needs me and a job needs me. So a few months ago, I learned how to make sourdough, and I'm the last person on the planet, because during COVID, everyone learned sourdough and pickleball. I still haven't learned pickleball. But I learned sourdough, and now I'm doing what I call my sourdough ministry. So every day I make a couple of loaves of bread. I ask God who needs it, and I take it to them. Oh. And that has been my consistent way of doing what Mary just said, where I feed something. It's not a human other than my dog. And I care for something, which is my sourdough start. And then it creates connection with some people that it's been interesting who God has told me to take sourdough to. I think there is value if you can figure out a way to, like Mary said, maybe not all or nothing, stop everything. But I mean, I didn't just stay in bed, but I had this last year of really slowing down and really deciding who I am and what place I play in the world.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Gaylin. Ladies, the time goes by too fast when you're here. Will you please come back and see me again?
Love to.
Would love to.
Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery. Sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.